Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all new, brand new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, as always, commercial free from my super secret back cave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. So, very, very quick setup. So, I have decided to split my show. Sort of. What I mean by that is, and I'm pulling back the curtain just a bit. So normally for my show that deals with WWE, normally I watch Raw, NXT, SmackDown, a premium live event, pay-per-view, and then I jam everything together on Saturdays, and you know it's worked for a long time. I've just this week is my 9-year anniversary of doing this here show, so I'm doing something right. but what's happened or what's happening is life just kind of, you know, gets in the way sometimes. I fall behind, and then on Saturdays, if I haven't watched NXT, Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-view, whatever, I mean, I'm scrambling to watch that. And so I thought, you know, that's really silly. So I am doing something a little bit different. Each week from now until, you know, whenever, I am going to essentially split the show. So on Tuesdays, you're going to get a reaction video on Raw, okay? On Wednesday, it's going to be the reaction video to NXT. On Saturday, it will be the reaction video to that week's SmackDown. And then on the actual, like, podcast, it's going to be more news-centric. So it's going to be more news stories rather than me recapping, you know, things. So this is going to be a live-ish. It's going to be a live-ish reaction to things. And so that is where we're going from there. So that's pretty much how we're doing things from now on. Very grateful to have everybody on board. Grateful that you are all here listening all around the world. Very grateful for that. One other piece of an announcement, and that is that I will be efforting to post the Queen's Takeover podcast either on here or on Facebook. Had an amazing interview with the ladies of Queen's Takeover on Sunday. So I'm going to try to get that up as well. All right. So this is Raw from last night in Texas. And so we're going to just go from there. Now, I'm going to I'm going to see if I can split. it still is going to be, you know, segments, but, you know, I'm going to try to split, you know, split Raw up, you know, in terms of segments, just because I'm watching the Hulu version, and yes, they've already taken out the commercials, but it still runs at, you know, an hour and a half, and I can only record for, you know, up to an hour, so we'll see if we can get this done in segments. So with that said, I will be back in just a second, and we will start with Monday Night Raw from last night. All right, folks, we are back, and this is Monday Night Raw coming to us from Dallas, Texas, and this is, of course, Drew McIntyre, and Drew, I mean, you want to talk about piss off Scott, good heavens, this guy is piss off Scott mode. I actually like this version of Drew. He's telling what his truth is, as we go on the road to WrestleMania. So, we are inching closer. It's going to be, Sunday. The 7th of April, so little less than 1 month away. We're, what, 27 days out, if I've done my math right. So, boy, I mean, that is a packed crowd. That is a packed crowd. Gotta tell you what, Drew's not getting roundly booed, but he's not getting roundly cheered. He's kind of, you know, kind of a grayish character. So, Drew McIntyre talking about accepting Rock's challenge for a tag team match. And, Drew just going off of a Punk, oh my gosh. I mean, Drew McIntyre is just absolutely, I mean, I love this version of Drew. I've said that before. I just love this version of Drew. He's absolutely just trolling people. But again, he's telling his truth, and you can't dispute what he's saying. Oh my gosh. And, oh,
So, Drew is Drew is saying that, Seth is putting his needs above everybody else, and he's taking his eye off the ball. And I can't see any fault in that logic. So, who do we got coming up the ramp area? Oh, it's Colby. It's Colby. Oh, man. God bless you. And by Colby, I use Seth's real name. So that's what I'm talking about when I say Colby. So Seth is interrupted. And he's coming out, and boy. So, Colby's been, serious as of late. This is a serious side that I am really appreciating. None of the, the laughing, and whatever. This is a serious. This is a serious side of Seth, but oh, there's a moment right now where Seth Colby is just drinking in the adulation from the crowd, and Drew kind of looked over his shoulder like, "Are you serious?" Oh my gosh. This is incredible. Oh, okay. And he's trying to, Drew's like, "You know what? You pulled me aside and said, no, you've got to focus on this. You can't focus on the bloodline, so I'm giving you that same advice. I'm giving you your own advice. Don't worry about the bloodline. Worry about you. Worry about that title. This title needs somebody that's gonna be here and not on SmackDown, not trying to do something else." Oh, Kobe's going after Punk now. Colby's going after Punk. Okay. Oh, Wow. Okay, so he's calling him a hypocrite. Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. Kobe's, saying, you know, you didn't need anybody's help. But, wow, you know? Okay, so he's stirring the pot. Kobe's saying, you know, you want the bloodline. You want the bloodline to interfere. And I mean, okay. That is, you know, this is a really just awesome promo segment, because we're talking about like reality here. We're not talking about, you know, some sort of storyline or whatever. I mean, this is interjecting some realism into this. This is just brilliant. And looks like Drew is going to get it's going to get the last word. And he's like, no, I'm not going to hit you, Seth. I'm beating you at WrestleMania. Ooh. So Drew just got told, hey, you know, you are low on the totem pole. You are the person that I'm worrying about the least in this situation. And Drew got upset. He's stomping off. I get it. You know, I get it. And now Kobe is going into Kobe mode. But that was a good segment. That was a really good segment. So, WWE is now just surpassed 100 million subscribers on YouTube. 81 billion lifetime views, largest sports channel, and the 10th overall. That is crazy. Well, where there's Seth, there's Becky. And of course, Becky is going up against Rhea. Oh man, this is going to be a barn burner of a match. Holy jeez. I mean, this is just going to be barn burner of a match. But you got Liv Morgan, who's, I don't know, she has turned she's just turned into a bit of a wild card. It's like, you know, she's, I don't know, she's just turned into a bit of a wild card as of late. But you got Liv versus Becky. And this is gonna be a heck of a match. You know, that's how it got started. Oh, with Nia going up against Liv and then Becky Lynch came out to get her pound of flesh from Nia, and then last week it was Liv's chance to come in and interrupt Becky's match. So I mean, you want to talk about triple threat at WrestleMania? I mean, we'll see. Wouldn't that be funny if Nia Jax came out and interrupted this match? So it's kind of like, okay, now we're going to have a triple threat. Okay, come on. I love how these two are just working with each other in the ring. Oh, big mistake there, Liv, shoving Becky like that. Don't piss Becky off. Woo. And nice. And Liv Morgan, again, she's, I don't know what her character is supposed to be, you know, right now. Becky, oof. And I'm sorry. I know that WWE 2K 24, you know, is out, and you know, I know they have to do their ratings and stuff like that. But if I have to hear Michael Cole's, you know, say, "Oh, they're always controversial." We know this. We know this by now. We know this. And woo. And here comes Liv. Oh, that was kind of a weird dive. She kind of dove, but it was like delayed reaction. Seventh consecutive television sellout. Oh, okay. I mean, that's cool, but I always thought that, you know, it was sold out. So, okay. But, boy, Houston turned up and turned out. And Becky's just not giving two bleeps. And now here's the dive from Becky. Oh, actually turning into a baseball slide of her own. And ooh, that was a chop right to Liv's chest. Goodness. And what I appreciate about Becky is just her intensity and just how she is a she is a ring general. I mean, wow. Codebreaker from Liv. I really think that Liv's work has gotten better. So there's that. Oh man. So Becky and Liv are exchanging blows. And whoo, Becky's just going off. And ooh, springboard codebreaker. Wow. Okay, two, and Becky is kicking out Liv. Liv's starting to lose it. I really think that Liv's work has gotten better in the ring. And Becky, oh, she's going to go, oh, it's like she wants to hit suplex onto the apron. Now it looks like she wanted to go for German suplex off the ring. Sunset powerbomb. I don't know if she got all of it, but she got enough of it. Today's Becky. Two and a half, and Liv is beside herself. She is beside herself. Watch this. Again, I don't think she got all of it, but she got just enough of it. And boy, this is a heck of a match. They're throwing haymakers at each other. It is absolutely phenomenal to watch. The sell job by both these women is absolutely amazing. And rope, one, two, oh, and Becky has to kick out again at two. Oh, manhandle slam. Oh, man. And Liv smartly rolls out of the way. And, wow. So we're back, and Becky's trying to build up some steam, but to no avail. Liv. Oh, and another manhandle slam. That's got to be it. One, two, three. That's it. Okay. Well, I guess I was wrong about Nia Jax coming in to interrupt the match. That was a heck of a match. That was a heck of a match. Well, what does this do to Liv Morgan? Is Liv going to go to WrestleMania? I mean, who knows? And, I mean, Becky is, in the corner. Liv, is just outside of, the ring, just sitting on the apron. So, oh, and here comes Rhea. Oh, man. Mommy's home. Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about rocking a hard spot. And, I mean, Rhea Bloody Ripley the Eradicator is right here in Houston. Holy smokes. You want to talk about dominant world champion? Woo! She is dominant world champion. And, I mean, you want to talk about being dismissive of Liv? Oof. Well, she just told Rhea that she's going to take everything away from her. I'm like, okay, all right. This is going to be a heck of a match at WrestleMania. It's a bit of an unfortunate tagline, though. Mommy versus the man. I mean, can you imagine Mommy beating the man? The man beating Mommy. I mean, it's not exactly the best phrasing you want. So Becky is getting congratulated by Rhea. And so, you know. Oh, this is giving me some serious Bane Batman vibes. Kind of like, you are really going, just hard, and you are wearing yourself thin. So when you get to WrestleMania, I mean, I am going to be there to just absolutely rip you apart. That is some serious, some serious Bane vibes going on. Shout out to Rhea though. On her left cheek, she usually has something, you know, written on there. And this is, you know, R plus C. Now, you could say, well, Rhea plus Dom, you know, but, I don't know, maybe Dom, who got married, over, the weekend, I guess maybe his new wife has an R name, I don't know, but, yeah. But, I mean, wow, Becky. Don't get on Becky's bad side. Woo! Woo! I mean, I mean, wow. Okay. All right. So this is going to be absolutely amazing to watch. Here's my question as we see Michael Cole and Pat McAfee. Here's my question. Pat McAfee does the show 5 days a week and just absolutely epic as to what he does. I love him. But how does he get back in time for his show? Oh, okay. So Nick Aldis. Is and Adam Pearce. So Judgment Day will find 5 of the best tag teams. Wow, special match. Wow, okay. A 6-pack ladder match. Wow. A 6-pack tag team ladder match? Heck yes. Heck yeah. Okay. I'm digging this. Wow. That is incredible. So Finn and Damian versus 5 tag teams, and that's going to be over the next month. Travis Scott's in the house. Of course, the Travis Scott McDonald's meal, that is legendary. Wish that thing would come back. Alright, so now we're going back into SmackDown with The Rock, with Bloodline. Oh, and there's Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. And so they are saying, yeah, we're going to do this tag team match. It's what family does. Well, I mean, okay. Okay, now if The Rock and Roman Reigns beat both you on night one, it's going to be Bloodline rules. Okay, anything goes. I am really split here. Part of me wants this match to be, and I'm talking about, Cody versus Roman. I want this to be a one-on-one because I want to see who is the better man. But there is a small part of me that wants to see the Bloodline get involved to see if Cody can somehow defy all the odds, take down the entire Bloodline on one single night. That would be epic. Well, I mean, Rock's talking about him being, a director on the board of TKO, so, I mean, this isn't going to be a screwy finish. Oh my gosh. So, oh, Rock calling Cody a mistake. You don't do that. You don't do that. Ooh, and he just slapped the crap out of Rock. Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Well, Michael Cole is in the ring. And we've got Cody Rhodes. See how long it takes for Cody to get to the ring tonight. That's kind of the running gag, is it takes him a good 5 minutes to get down to the ring. But two-time back-to-back Royal Rumble winner. That is absolutely amazing. And Cody is impeccable, as always, in those suits. Love that. Okay. We got the pyro. We got the pyro. We got the pyro. And cut away for just a split second. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are we not going to see the pyro? Yeah, he's not the pyro. So, the tag team match is set for Saturday, WrestleMania Saturday. And that essentially is if Cody and Seth win, then it's going to be one-on-one, no bloodline at WrestleMania night two, if. All right, folks, we are back. We are going to get into the second half of Raw. So we are going to get to the second half of Raw. And see if we can get this all in on one take, as it were. Right, so this is Michael Cole talking with Cody Rhodes. And wow, okay. So, Rock's not really his boss. I mean, he says that he is, but I mean, come on, let's be serious here. if he is, well. Cody's not wrong about wanting to, able to go after your boss, I suppose. Don't do it. Don't do that. But, all right. So, yeah. So, I mean, Michael Cole is playing devil's advocate, saying, you know, you have a chance to go one-on-one, you have a chance to go one-on-one with Roman. Why jeopardize that with a match that, that Seth Rollins set up?
you never got a rematch, so perhaps Seth wants to be the one that beats Roman Reigns in that streak. I mean, and he's like, how can you trust Seth? How can you trust this guy? Well, you know. Yeah. So, well, and Cody's saying, well, you know, people change. You've changed, Michael Cole. I smashed the throne, and I'm working with, you know, with the guy. So, yeah, being Triple H. So, I mean, come on, man. This is incredible. So, we got the opportunity to do this. Okay, all right. So, okay, so we're going back in time to last October. And, Michael Cole asking, well, is your story going to be one of heartbreak? Is your story going to be you were so close and you just couldn't get it done? But, I mean, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, and Cody's saying, you know, I can't say, oh, I'll just give him an extra. I already said that, so, you know, Cody's trying to expand the story and saying, no, this is about all of us. It's about all of us. Okay. Wow. I mean, that is... Wow, okay. I mean, that... Oh, man. Ow. I mean, Cody's throwing it all out there saying, you know, I can't give this title to my dad, but I can give this to my mom. I can put this in my mom's hands. Good Lord. Good Lord. I mean, and shout out to Brandy. Good Lord. I mean, you want to talk about emotion. Gee, many Christmas. I mean, wow. I mean, that is, wow. I mean, wow. Okay. mean, Cody Rhodes is calling the shot, saying you're going to get to say that, you know, for the first time that Rhodes is a WWE champion, the WWE champion. Cody finished his story, and I mean, that is incredible. Wow. That is, you know, that is something that I'm really appreciating about this version of WWE is, yes, there is a story. Yes, there are storylines. But this feels organic. This feels real. This feels not scripted. And I mean, shout out to Bullet Club. Well, are Liv and Becky going to shake hands? Yeah, begrudgingly. Oh, there's Nia. There's Nia. Oh! Uranagi onto a table, and Nia is pissed. So now, I mean, could we see not just a triple threat? Could we see a fatal four-way? I mean, could we see a fatal four-way? Ooh, last woman standing. Woo! Nia versus Becky, last man standing, last woman standing. So look at this lineup. Bianca, Punk, Charlotte Flair. Woo! Seth freaking Rollins. And Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. WWE World. That is epic. That is a lineup. If you are a fan and you're in the Philly area, that's it. That is what you got going. So Jey Uso coming in. And the crowd's giving him love. He's giving love back to the crowd. I mean, this is cool. This is cool. And, so, Jey coming in, and Pat McAfee, God bless him, God bless him. And so Jey Uso. Main event, Jey Uso. And, well, what's Jey got to say? I mean, this is kind of my problem with WWE sometimes is that sometimes it's so this is just so promo heavy. It's kind of, I don't know, but Jimmy and Jey, man. Jimmy and Jey at WrestleMania. I mean, all right. Woo! Jimmy versus Jay at WrestleMania. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I mean, that will be an epic match. Woo! Short, sweet promo. Okay. Well, I mean, here we go. Here we go. I mean, this is going to be epic. This is going to be epic. Jimmy versus Jay? Heck yes. All right, so they're doing vignette. Now, I know that it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. Walter beat Ricochet almost 2 years ago. And now here we are. And, I mean, just the model of consistency from Walter. Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. And there have been so many great champions, but Walter is just dominant. He's just dominant. And you want to know why people are actually cheering for this guy now on some levels? Because of the commitment to excellence, because of his dominance. So, got the Intercontinental Championship, 640 days and counting. Good night. Those chops that he delivers. The match they had last year at WrestleMania, Drew and Sheamus, Walter, you want to talk about three big beefy guys just beating the crap out of each other. So Walter's backstage with an interview. Again, you know, if it moves the story along, then I guess fine. I don't have a problem with a promo or with an interview. But when you barely have much wrestling, it just kind of feels like, what the heck? What are we even doing here? So, Walter's talking about how he elevated the title, which he has. I mean, he's elevated that title, the Intercontinental title. Some would argue that that is, you know, the title. And now we're going into, a gauntlet match. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, Walter, this guy is just, wow, okay. Oh my gosh, so you got JD McDonough, Shinsuke, Big Bronson Reed, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, four chance to go to WrestleMania in a gauntlet match. So who's going to start off this match? Looks like it's going to be Ricochet. This guy is just criminally underrated, and really has gotten no real big leverage in WWE. I mean, he's been all around the world, and Ricochet's just kind of, I don't know, he's not gotten really much of a real good solid run in WWE. I think that's kind of, you know, that's kind of sad. So, Muhammad Ali, the great one, going in the Hall of Fame. So, you've got the U.S. Express of Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda, the wise man, Paul Heyman, Muhammad Ali, and Bull Nakano going into the Hall of Fame. We might see more, but next week we start the qualifying matches for the six-pack challenge. You got Nia versus Becky in a last woman standing match. That's going to be insane. And Punk is coming back. On March 25th to Chicago. Raw. So, Cody Jinx, with his kid. Okay, you know, all right. Well, there you go. Cool. So, we've got, Ricochet starting off. I'll have to go wire. Oh, he drew J.D. McDonough. He drew J.D. McDonough. It's still kind of weird that J.D. is in Judgment Day, but you can't argue JD's talent. But if we're talking about two wrestlers that are just criminally underrated and underused, I mean, it's JD and it's Ricochet. All right, well, I mean, we go as long as we go to find out a winner. So, JD and Ricochet are very, well, it's a 10-point swing, 10-point difference, you know, in ratings and 2K24, but, nonetheless, oh my gosh, you know, you want to talk about Pitbull mentality, that is JD McDonagh. When he was down in NXT, I mean, he was tearing it up. And Ricochet up and, oh, went for a baseball slide. Nobody home. And JD. Oh, got him with a code breaker. Oh, okay. That was fun. okay, watch this. And got him with a code breaker. Wow. Okay. Ricochet is, he's being thrown around outside. JD comes back in. Ooh. Tilts the world back slam, or backbreaker, I should say. Tilts the world backbreaker, and almost got Ricochet to advance into the next match of the gauntlet. Oh, Ricochet getting shot off like a cannon, bouncing off the top rope. And Ricochet, yeah, but we'll see what happens. So, we've got, you got that. And, oh, Hiranagi into shooting star press, standing shooting star press. Beautiful, beautiful. By J.D. McDonough. All right, gonna pull back the curtain just a smidge again. Like I said, I'm trying this out, trying to see if I can get an entire Raw in on one podcast. Breaking it up so. We're going to be going for about another 5 minutes, and then we're going to go with one more section. It should finish things up, but hopefully we'll have a fall in the next, 4.5 minutes, but we'll see. Ooh! And JD up and, oh, brainbuster. 1, 2, oh! Almost had him. Almost had him. Ooh, got him with the knees. JD's thinking, what do I gotta do to take out Ricochet? Just slapping each other. And Ricochet still has some life left in him. So is JD. Oh, reverse Hurricanrana. Oh my gosh. And Ricochet. Oh, beautiful. 1, 2. Oh, Spanish fly. That was pretty. Oh, that was pretty. All right. JD is still in control. We are in the first match of the overall gauntlet match. And both Ricochet and JD are on somewhat of wobbly legs. And, oh, DVD! Oh, Death Valley Driver. Death Valley Driver. On to the apron. Oh, that's got to wreck your head, your back,
Wow.
So JD took the brunt of that Death Valley driver, and he's getting counted out here. He's up to 7. He's up to 8. He's up to 9. And, oh, 9.5. Oh, brilliant. And into, oh, rolls over. And again, 1, 2, oh. That was close. That was close. Well, I'm going to go a little bit longer. Hopefully this will end up here soon. And J.D. McDonough, ooh, throws Ricochet rib first into the post two, and oh, just barely got his shoulder up, did Ricochet. Oh my gosh. Well, now JD is just in a pissed off mood. You tell those stomps have some sting to them. And this is heck of a match. And so we'll see what happens. All right. So Ricochet. Oh, hangs out JD McDonough. Now Ricochet. He's got a chance. Can he get up for this? And wee, shooting star press. 1, 2, 3, got him. Oh, that was a heck of a match. All right. So, we are going to take one more break, and then we will finish out Monday Night Raw. Don't go anywhere. All right, folks, we are back with the final 20 minutes of this week's Monday Night Raw from Houston. And we just saw a hellacious battle between Ricochet and JD McDonough. Now it's big Bronson Reed coming in to the gauntlet match. Bronson is just destined for great things. I really honestly believe that. Man of his size should not be that agile. But Bronson Reed, new father. And, oh, nice acrobatics by Ricochet. Bronson kind of off kilter, and oh, caught Ricochet with ease and slammed down. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. 1, 2. Oh, barely kicks out of 2. Barely kicks out of 2. So Bronson's just a smidge higher than Ricochet. 2K24 with the ratings. And oh, beautiful, beautiful sequence. And Ricochet is up on Bronson's shoulders. And oh! And there's a senton. That's got to be it. Oh, Bronson's going up top. For a splash, that's got to be it. 1, 2, 3. Good night, Ricochet. And Bronson Reed
And here comes Sami Zayn. Woo! Well, I mean, Sami Zayn has the opportunity to punch his ticket to WrestleMania. Last year, of course, it was him and Kevin Owens versus the Usos. That was a heck of a match. Very cathartic. And Sami Zayn is just going off like a house on fire. Sami Zayn. And we're back, and that is one heck of a view from up top of the Toyota Center in Houston. This gauntlet match, and Sami is just a hair better than Bronson with the WWE 2K24 ratings, but Sami won two. Oh, and just kicked out. Can Sami Zayn? Oh, and he tried for another senton. How he got Ricochet. How Bronson Reed got Ricochet. But can Sami Zayn? Oh, Uranagi off the top rope. And, oh, big elbow. Big elbow. Two. Oh, and Sami Zayn just kicks out at two. Looks like there's blood. Yeah, there's blood coming from Bronson Reed's chest. I don't know if the referee is aware of that, but nonetheless. Oh, here comes. Oh, this is going to be a sick thud. Bronson has his hammy on his shoulders. Looks like he's going for a Samoan drop. Turns into a, oh, beautiful sunset powerbomb. And got him. He got him off the sunset powerbomb. Holy crap. That was gorgeous. Well, no rest for the wicked or the weary, as they say. And it's Shinsuke. And Bronson Reed, not taking too kindly to it. And Shinsuke's just kind of walking to the ring. And oh, there's the big splash. And Shinsuke is like, okay, okay. So Bronson and Shinsuke were looking at each other. Shinsuke is another guy that and going for the Kinshasa. Oh, roll over. One, two. Oh, almost got him. But got him with the Shining Wizard. Does Nakamura. Nakamura is another person. Underrated, underutilized. Should have been WWE champion. But, yeah. Didn't get that opportunity. And he's kind of been languishing as of late. So this is a gauntlet match And big Bronson Reed, I mean, just look at the height. Look at the height of that thing. I mean, he is well past, I would say, at least a good inch or two above the top rope. That is scary. Well, Nakamura is going after Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn is like, nope, I'm not giving up here. Ooh, he is getting... Woo! Goes up for the Enziguri. Beautiful backwards leapfrog. Blue Thunderbomb, too. Oh, just kicked out. And Zayn's just beside himself. Nakamura going after Nakamura going after it. And Nakamura is setting up Sami Zayn. And, oh, he's going to hit him. Look like he's going to hit him with an exploder. But Nakamura fights out of that. Oh, Huluva kick. Huluva kick. Perfect. 1, 2, 3. Got him. Okay, well, Sami Zayn this is it. This is the whole ball of wax. Chad Gable was, I'd say, the closest to have beaten Walter for the Intercontinental Championship. Couldn't get it done. But, Chad Gable... literally picked Sammy up and was like, all right, come on your feet. We are doing this proper. I'm not just going to take advantage of you. Oh, beautiful German by Chad. And another beautiful soaring German. He looks for a third, but... And nice takedown into an ankle lock. Oh, man. And Chad had to break the hold. Sami Zayn, 7 points higher in the ratings than Chad Gable, but do not count Chad Gable out. He's won his fair share of titles in WWE as well. So we are coming down the stretch with Sami Zayn, Chad Gable. This is the final match in the Gauntlet. Chance to go to WrestleMania and face Walter for the Intercontinental title. Oh, this is going to get ugly. Superplex. Oh, that was... Nuts. 1, 2, 0. 2.5. Beautiful one-armed suplex, or superplex, I should say. Chad looks like he's going up top. Excuse me. It's the opportunity to have chance at WrestleMania. Here we go. Nice bottom up shot. And nice. And oh, just barely. So, Sami Zayn and Chad Gable trading blows. Yep. So, well, as of last night, we are 26 nights away. Today is 25 days away from WrestleMania. What I'm going to try to do, and try is the absolute key word, I'm going to try to watch all 39 WrestleManias front to back, back to front and all that. One right after the other. I mean, that's silly. I'm going to try to watch two WrestleManias a day. Now, when we start getting into some of the longer WrestleManias, that's going to be a slog. Don't get me started about WrestleMania 32. Ugh, that was brutal. I remember watching every lick of that. And I mean, every single lick of that thing. It was, what, 7 hours? It was, that was a slog to get through. So I'm going to try my best to watch all 39 WrestleManias between now and WrestleMania 40. Oh, beautiful exploder into the corner. And now, could this be time for Sami Zayn? Hobbles over and, oh, got caught. Tripped up, ankle lock. And Sami Zayn's dreams might be just fading. Oh, his, your leg is not supposed to bend that way. Your foot is not supposed to bend that way. Oof. And what if he should be grapevining. Oh my gosh. Sami Zayn is in real danger, but Chad Gable should be grapevining this thing. Into a German suplex. And oh, nobody home on that moonsault. And now, Hulua kick, essentially on one leg. And could this be it? He's crawling. He is inching his way towards Chad Gable. One, two, oh! Into a backslide. One, two, oh! And you gotta think that Zayn cost himself least for the moment, the win. As he was just crawling, he was scooting towards Chad Gable. Referee checking up on both of them. This is one heck of a match. And Chad going after Sammy and just lefts and rights just raining down on him. And now Chad Gable, bloody mouth, bloody lip. And, oh, into a bridge, 1-2. Oh, just barely kicks out and back into the ankle lock. Already damaged ankle. Sami Zayn, is he going to give up? Is Sami going to withstand this? He rolls through. 1, 2, 3. Got him. He got him on a roll up. Oh my word. He got him on a roll up. Sami Zayn is going to WrestleMania. Chad Gable can't believe it. Fans can't believe it. Wow. Well, I mean, that is insane. The German, 1-2, and then into the ankle lock. He rolls over. This was beautiful. Rolls over, flips it over. 1, 2, 3, got him. Wow, Chad. That was a match. Well, folks, that is your watch along for this week's WWE Raw. I will be back tomorrow with it's going to be two NXTs. I'm going to do Roadblock, and I'm going to do tonight's NXT. So it's two for the price of one tomorrow. Anyways, that is it, and we will see you tomorrow.